Blog Talk Radio.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless, new names in your call list. Thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room. Baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time. Where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibi's just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit and look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was called. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. It's crazy. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Who could potentially be Angela Bassett's daughter? Right?
She looked like she could be her daughter.
Yeah, yeah. When I first met her, I met her actually through the internet and pictures, and I saw those guns. We're going to get into it because she's into fitness and stuff. And Angela Bassett was the first person
doing.
That came to my mind. I was like, oh, she looked like she got some muscle.
Yeah, not only just that, like her features too.
Yeah. So we're going to be chopping it up with Latrina. She actually got a book that she's putting out. It's called From College Girl to Stripper. Entrepreneur. That's the title of the book. We're going to get into it a little bit later. We're also talking about Dr. Seuss. Speaking of books, six of his is being pulled from shelves. We're going to talk about it and why. Some people agree, some people disagree. And the stimulus bill, finally, I think it's on the way. Finally.
No, it's still just a bill. They ain't approved it yet. It's still just that, a bill.
Soon. We close, though. We're close.
Ain't close enough. I don't feel it at the tip of my fingers.
I ain't get that alert yet.
It's already sitting in my head. Like, this is what I'm going to get. Right, this is what I'm going to get. Because, you know, I'm always the first one to get it, too. I'll be like, oh, but man, I got it as soon as the pen hit the paper.
Before the shit dried. We're also going to be reviewing this Coming to America. I don't think you've seen it yet, did you?
No, I ain't see it. I plan on seeing it tonight.
So I'm not going to, like, reveal too much, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit. And also the Biggie documentary. Listen, we got to
be honest,
though.
Oh, yes, I tried to watch that on the plane.
The Biggie one.
I tried to watch it on the plane, but it didn't download fast enough. Because, you know, that's like it had no damn TV. So, but it didn't download fast enough, so I'll probably watch that one tonight, too.
I bet, but we're gonna get into a little review of both of those. I'm not gonna give much away, but that's what's hot in these blogs. 646-716-8544 is the number to call. Chime in on anything we're discussing. We're gonna kick it off how we always do with the question of the day, the one that I never have ready on deck. Today's question
and the one I always find out at the time of it that you asking it, right?
At the time of the show. Today's question
it's
of the day.
It's better like
if
that
you
for
were,
me, though.
So you could come off the cuffs with it, like.
Right.
So
let's see
what your response
to
is
about.
Today. As you sing a song. If you were an action hero, what would be your theme song? Every time you walk in that room, what's playing?
Where is he going? Damn, I can't even think. I say, she's a bad man, Majima.
Okay. That's a good one.
And I just come in the room kicking everywhere and shit. Whipping niggas with my weave.
Alright.
Scratch your eyes out with my long nails. Ring, ring.
So I didn't know what I was going to say before this show, but you just sparked the idea for me along those same lines. Mine would be Hollywood to you.
Ain't that the song that was playing on, I could be wrong. That wasn't the song that was playing on, what's the shit he had, the goldfish under the shoe? Was that the song or no? Yeah, I'm going to get you, sucker.
No, I don't think it was.
I don't think so, right?
But.
Doesn't matter.
Our producer Stacy said, throw them bowls. That's that ludicrous drink. Throw them.
You
got bowls on them. What?
See, rough.
Cadillac Crib. That's my shit, too. Check out the Oil Mont Cadillac.
That's Stacy with
that's
the throw them bowls. That's Stacy with the soda bubbles.
All right, so let's get into. I want to bring on. Normally, we would do the what's hot in these blogs first, but we only got two things that we're gonna be discussing. So I want to actually bring on our guest for the day.
Okay.
So her name is Latrina B. She got a book that she's putting out. Pre-orders start today. It's called From College Girl to Stripper, Entrepreneur. We gotta hear about this. So let's bring her on. Warm welcome, Latrina B. What's up? What's up?
Hello.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever you want to call it. Good morning somewhere. It's
right, exactly.
Somewhere.
That's right. How are you guys?
Yeah. We're good.
How are you?
I'm good. What's up, Hollywood? Brooklyn's in the house.
That part.
Brooklyn.
We all are actually from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. how's your day going? How are you coping with this pandemic and all that?
Oh man. I'm getting through it.
Right.
Every day is different. I guess I can say it became the new norm for now. We figure out some things, you know. Like every day is going to be different, but I have been grinding, I've been relaxing, I've had a great balance of everything. So
yes,
that's how you
got
to do it. I don't believe in kind of doing too much of one, you know?
Right. I want to tell the people a little bit how we met. It was kind of like crazy because I was shooting this video called Congratulations, and I was searching for a female to be in the video. I'm like, damn, I need
searching.
A girl to play this part. Searching. Like, literally,
searching.
I'm writing
searching.
Everybody I know.
Literally.
I did everything except put up a casting notice on, like, Craigslist or Actors Access or something like that. Like, so I literally, probably like a few days before the video, I hit my boy Manny up, and I'm like,
right.
Yo, I need someone. And you just so happened to be on the West Coast
right.
during that time. And not only that, she just so happened to have the perfect attire.
Yeah, because I want to know about that. Like, I'm glad we're talking about that, because I want to know about that. Because when he told me that, I'm like, so this girl just walking around with sexy shit for no reason? Like, I mean,
You never know. So you just gotta look good, you know.
Like
I like to wear
right.
even. And I had it's so funny because even I liked my outfit on the way to the set. I had on like the top because this is really how I dress. I don't know. That's how I express myself. Look, the top was messed. I had an army petite oversized coat, and I had some sweats on. So like, would I wear that top? I was like, yes, I would. You know, and then it's like, that's my robe. That's my everyday robe when I'm chilling. You know, sometimes like, you just like to feel good and feel sexy. So
maybe
I would have just wanted to put that on, you know.
But look, like you said, you never know. Because look what happened, right?
Right.
But that being funny. Left it to everybody.
You
that,
never know.
Especially
always
me.
Always throw
you never
the
know.
Lingerie in the suitcase. In other words. what's
God.
Up? So this book. When I first read the title, I'm like, hold on, what? You gotta elaborate a little bit on this. The title alone, let's start with that. From College Girl
right.
to Stripper, Entrepreneur. What made you title the book that?
All right, so the title was inspired probably by, I had like a 3 to 4 perspectives on it. So like if you
mm-hmm.
follow me from 2000 and I want to say 10, 11, probably the 2013 is when I started my first business venture right out of college. It was called The College Girl. It was a lipstick line. I started mainly because I was going to school to be a plastic surgeon. It was a lot of money. It didn't go that way. So I had to live vicariously through just my friends and then the lipstick line itself. You know, like I had names such as 10-page paper, 4.0, sweats and a t-shirt. Like that was my way of being a college girl until I figured it out. So I ended up putting that on hiatus. And pretty much that was kind of like one of the main purpose of the book, to kind of explain why that happened. But, you know, and explain my journey from being the college girl, or having being a lipstick entrepreneur to an all around serial entrepreneur now. So that was one reason why I titled it that. The second was mainly the college girl journey. Why the college girl name resonated with me so much was because of the journey of when you go to college, whether you are male or female, you experience things for the first time, a lot of things, you know? And you really, you find out who you are. So for me, it was more than just being a college girl and being on campus. It was just the journey itself. And it's the same thing with being an entrepreneur. You get, you do some soul searching that you don't even really mean to do, but that's what happens as part of the journey, as well as stripping. Like, we don't, no one talks about the real about it. Like, there's so much that you're faced with when you're dancing, right? That, you guys hear me? Okay, so you know, it's more than just the money. It's more than just the party and stuff like that. It is a journey itself, you know. And just lastly, like the perception of there are shortcuts. So shortcuts are better, and the grass is greener on the other side. I kind of wanted to poke at that because that's not true. And anything that seems like a shortcut is never really a shortcut, you know. So like, you have people saying, "I'm this close to stripping," but they don't know what comes with that. So is it really a shortcut? You know. So I kind of said it to that. And, Yeah,
I'm
being a college girl too. Right, exactly.
I think
that's it.
Even the smallest hustle takes work.
That's right. And then I guess if I do want to throw some humor in there, when I was in school and before I actually left, that was the rumor for me. That, China, are you dancing? Like, China's dancing to get to school.
That was
but,
about
you know, like
my
never...
next question, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, so that was, but it was just like, mind your business, you know, like. So they just always saw me, and then they didn't see me, you know. And then it's like, are you here or are you not here, you know. And I was just trying to figure out my path because of, you know, I was going through financial challenges in terms of staying in school, and I had to figure out what I had to do. But, you know, people were kind of like, I dance on a dance team. I dance already. You know, I'm starting to do these sexy dance classes and all that stuff. So no one knows, like, are you, what's up? So that was a joke. So that's kind of what, I played up for that as well, but that's kind of really what inspired the title.
Okay. So you wasn't actually out there stripping.
I ain't say that. You got to read the book.
Okay.
Listen, I got family members asking me that. So I don't know. Something was going down.
That's what's up. But it's funny. It's funny that you mentioned what you just mentioned about no shortcut is necessarily going to be easy, and a lot of people go to the strip route, and a lot of people judge them. And one of the most popular strippers of today right now, I just heard a past stripper, I just heard an interview with Cardi B.
Right.
She was saying about how when she first started, she was so embarrassed and she was judged by everybody for it.
Right.
And kind of looked down on them in that culture. She kind of said a little more about it, but it definitely shows that it's not the easy way out.
Right. And it is a, I mean, it's a business. You're an entrepreneur as well. It's just, it's kind of the same thing. And not to cut you off, I don't, are you?
No, you ain't cut me off.
I can continue? Oh, okay. Because I never know what to say when you say that. Not to cut you off, do you really cut them off or do you not? It's like, do I continue?
Right.
But, yes, even being in the being a, I say performer and entertainer, really, I guess strippers just like the lingo for it. But that's a business, and like being a business owner, being an entrepreneur overall, no matter what it is that you do, whether you're an author, whether you sell product or service, or you are a dancer, there are always going to be challenges, and there's going to be a journey. And then if you do not like you know, find your way, find your path, and fix your mindset, right? You'll end up being eaten by the sharks, and that's with anything. And, like, you know, you see things like with P-Valley. You see shows like that. Again, listening to Cardi B and just being in that industry is the same thing. Like, if your mindset is not right, you're going to be left behind in the club. Or you can succeed. You can go make your money because it is a business, right, and do what you have to do and, you know, invest. Invest however you want to invest for the next step. But, yeah, so it's way more than what people perceive it to be offhand.
Right. The entrepreneur part is big regarding from what I've learned about you past couple of weeks, months, maybe, and you definitely got your hand in a lot of ventures. Like, you have a fitness, is it a class? Is it an app? But me and Judy was just talking at the beginning of the show about your guns.
I heard you guys.
To,
Angela Bassett.
And you're into fitness heavy. Speak a little about your fitness app or video.
Okay. So actually, before I had connected with you, I was teaching. So I used to do one-on-one. That was kind of like my thing. Family and friends was my first market, and then I started to get references, and I would train one-on-one. And right before the pandemic, I started to, because I also dance. I grew up dancing in a dance team, doing competitive dancing, dance shows, and things like that. And I branched off, and I just started to, because I didn't take the route as like my other friends who started to tour and, you know, to be heavy in the industry. I just started to teach here and there, and I would teach sex appeal dance classes for my friend's birthday. And then that became references for that. So instead of me living the double life, I started to combine the dancing and the fitness so that it was kind of like dance aerobics. I took away the heels, and then I started to teach these like pop culture fitness classes. So like I had Booty and Uncle Luke. I had Legs and Megan Thee Stallion. So things like that that was kind of like relevant. And but it was fitness and it was fun. And then that happened right before the pandemic. And then, you know, the pandemic shut everything down. And then I went off, I started to do, like, lives. I was doing lives from my phone in my room, trying to finish off the classes that I was supposed to teach. And I realized, like, people liked it. And I made money. I was making $100 a day because I was selling, like, four classes for, like, $20 or something like that. Oh, five. Right? And, I was selling them for either 20. Yeah, I made 100 a day for selling. No, I sold four for 20, and I would sell about five.
Okay.
My goal was to sell five a day so I can make 100 a day. And but for me, it's like you're gonna buy, you're paying $5 for one video. Why not buy all four, right? So when I was like, damn, people are paying basically paying $20, and I'm making $100 a day. I might as well try to do this and give them more. Put it, give them a production. Get a cameraman and make sure that I get, a nice outfit and change the scenery and really give them something that they can pay for quality and it still can be fun. The same concept. So I had, reached out to people who, work with me as a team for most of my projects, and I put together the MY60M, which is Me You 60 Minutes. That's what it stands for. Volume 1, where I'm giving you 60 minutes of fitness fun. That's what I say. But basically, you have three dance routines. I have an arm workout to do it by Chloe and Haley. That song there is arm workout. It's dancey. We got a little Millie Rock in there, a little jabbing in there. And then we have, I have something like a best friend workout to Sweetie Tap In. And that right there is like an ab workout. We're actually sitting on the floor, but it's also very dancey. It's abs and legs. It's like ab leg trap type of thing. And then the last one, I have like a booty exercise to Ass Like That by, is it Victoria Monet? I want to say it right. Right. So, and I kind of do something, and I collaborated with someone in their actual resistant band product, and I use that to kind of show that you can do it with this as well. But it's really, it seems like I had a lot of people say, it didn't seem like it was going to be so intense, but I love it. It was like, damn, what is she doing? She's just dancing. But then when I tried to do it, I felt everything, and that's exactly what I wanted people to feel. Like, have fun, look cute, but it's effective. And you're on your
dancing
own, you can do it.
Big way to work out and exercise.
Yes.
And it's perfect for this time. When everybody's at home anyway, stuck at home, many of the gyms are closed. Why not tap in with my girl and Me You 60
That's right.
Minutes? Why not?
Right.
That's right.
And
you
might
tap
people.
In.
Make sure you got
to start
tap in,
my
girl.
Fitness journey.
You got to tap in. And two, I made sure that it was effective toning in each dance move because, see, I am known to be toned, like whether it's my arms or my legs. That's kind of like my specialty. And whether or not you try to gain or lose weight, that's also part of the journey to tone up. So I made sure to tackle certain things or certain movements that would help with either journey, right? So really based off how you would do it. It's three videos. They're really short, but I always suggest at the end of each video to do it at least three times. So by the time you done watch the whole program, it's been 60 minutes. You had a whole hour. You don't have to do the complete 60 minutes of it, but you can. And, you know, you have access to a lot of other things. Like I give you discount codes. Again, I collaborated with other small businesses. That was a big thing for me, especially Black-owned businesses. There were a few Thank you. And there was a few other, you know, brands that were established, but, you know, that was just because that's, you know, that's what had to happen right there. But moving forward, everybody is going to be a Black-owned small business, and that's just what I want to do. Down to, like, the water bottle that I had. Shout out to my girl Q with the Q Consensuals. I'm going to make sure you guys follow. I don't know. I'm going to send you some at names or whatever so that you can put that underneath, you know, with the people that I support, because they support me, you know, so why not? But it's about, it's $45. You get access to a vegan meal prepping company that I'm also in partnership with. So they actually give you discounts.
In it all.
Yeah. Why not? So it's something that
that's
you can go
to. That's the part
that
I need help with the most. Mm-hmm. The
eating?
Eating part. Because, you know, niggas can do push-ups here and there, but, I need to learn how to change the way to eat, so.
Right,
yeah.
And it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be really hard for him, though, honestly, because...
Does he eat well already?
He's a real picky eater.
Okay.
So I don't think he just needs to... You know what I think it is? I think, like, meals now are so different from back in the days, because back in the days, like, when you had to eat right, it was just, like, some cold carrot, hard, raw carrot, a piece of lettuce.
Rice
now
cakes,
there's so many
peanut butter.
But yeah, we talked about that the other day, right? That now there's so many different ways to eat healthy and it still be good. And I think that's the only issue for him. That would be the only issue.
Right.
So I don't think that he'll have a bad, like, I don't think he'll have a bad time trying to eat healthy.
Right.
He just
got to
find what fits him.
Right, exactly. See, I went with vegan because, you know, besides the fact that I support this company, and I'm not a vegan, I'm actually pescatarian, but I know that vegan is a really hard change of lifestyle when it comes to being vegan because, to me, it's a lifestyle. It's more than just eating, but it depends on, you know, how much you're willing to dedicate. Are you like, dedicate your diet or your lifestyle to that?
Right.
So like you can choose diet or you can choose lifestyle where, you know, based off of what you wear and things like that. So for me, I feel like that's one of the hardest ways of eating vegan because most people eat dairy. They eat the things that's really, you know, like I chose not to go vegan because I like dairy. I like those things.
Right.
So, but choosing to dabble in vegan and enjoy is also another way to say, hey, if I can do this, I can do anything. So shout out to Organic Lux Tree. Organic Lux Tree, that's who I collaborated with. And it gives you guys the option to tiptoe, to try it out, or to go all the way in. But either way, you get to use a code with me. And you only get that code if you purchase the actual program, right? And that's, you know, it's your choice. But at least they deliver to you and all that good stuff. So I try to make it where you got a little bit of everything. You can dance. You can have fun. You get access to good food. You get access to good clothing. Shout out to the Raw Club. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. The Raw Club. So that's I did one of the episodes, the one I did with my best friend, Sweetie, Tap In. I'm rocking a dope sports bra and some. We both are actually rocking some clothes from that actual fitness company, and it's great quality. So again, I collaborated with different people for different reasons. And again, they're small, they're Black owned, I'm gonna send you those tags so that we can put that underneath. I don't know, another flyer or something, whatever.
Yes, sir.
But yeah.
You're doing it the right way. You're doing it the right way. That's what it's all about, and that's the way that everyone is going to grow.
Definitely.
You're tapping in with everybody. You covering all grounds, and it's just dope to see. Dope to see.
Thank you.
Yes,
so,
especially a woman, a black woman.
Ow. Get it from Brooklyn.
Right?
From Brooklyn.
We can't forget that one.
So you heard us talking about the question of the day. I want to get what your theme song would be if you were a superhero.
I was trying to think, too. I was thinking, I was like, damn, that's the only thing. I tried to, like, brief myself and look kind of, you know, through the flyer. And I was like, when you said that, I totally forgot to look at the question of the day, though. and I heard y'all songs, but guess what? I'm up here, right? And I'm marketing myself, right? So
right,
look,
right.
We're gonna go with Eric Bellinger legs, because, right? Because I have
there
a program coming out. It's the legs for me.
It's the legs.
It's gonna be.
I was just looking at that
be,
post.
Right. So by Eric Bellinger, I love him, by the way. But it's the legs for me. The song is called Legs. And mainly because everybody compliment me on my legs all the time.
Okay.
I'm 4'11", but I have like these powerful legs.
You're 4'11"?
I'm 4'11", maybe 4'9". Look, but don't tell nobody.
She's definitely little.
I am.
Oh, so she's my daughter type. You're my daughter type. Sorry.
Right.
She's not a little kid, but, you know, you're her height.
I'm like, right, like I know. I'm like, right.
Before we actually met, LaChina gave me the, like, heads up. She was like, just so you know, I'm 4'11". I'm like, what?
I wear it well,
damn, shorty.
Right? Hallie, what? I wear it well, right?
You definitely do.
There we go. That's all that matters.
And
thank you.
You wouldn't know, cause I didn't know. Looking at your post and everything, you would never get it. You would never know.
It's the angles for me. No, but yeah, that would be my song. I guess, you know, it's smooth. I think I would be like a really smooth type of a superhero, like smooth. I'm a little sad, so like a Catwoman type of. That'll kind of be my thing while I'm walking. Everything in slow motion. That's kind of like my thing, you know. And then I come and I kick ass, like with the, you know, kick the villain.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm coming in kicking ass and taking names. That's what they
That's
used to
right.
say back in the day.
Okay. But yeah, so make sure y'all look out for that program coming out. All right, y'all gonna see it on the NY60M website as well. It's coming out really soon. It's $20 for like 15 minutes of leg workouts that you can use forever. All right, I'm done, Ellie.
you're not done.
We're gonna hold on to you
for a few more minutes. I actually want to get into a song real quick when we come back. Mm-hmm. I want to get your take on this whole Dr. Seuss situation. Since we're talking about your book, I want to get your opinion on what's going on with Dr. Seuss and those books being pulled. And we're going to just get in a little more about you on the other side of this song. This is called All Around the World. It's myself featuring Jay Starr.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Hollywood and Friends, Hampton and Boo Radio. We'll be right back.
All right.
Show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the ice pool for dinner when you're famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo. Sigo.
Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No one's against you, choose anything you want, but that's why you be me. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No one's against you, choose anything you want, but that's why you be me.
Come on now, let me show you all. Take off no matter the cost.
Take off.
Come on now.
Come on.
Let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival. Barbados, crop over you,
yeah.
Or Trinidad, Tobago too. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rio, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island things, rum punch and mojito. Then watch the sunset from a gazebo.
Coast to coast, grand banana. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull on for me marijuana. She then yeah, she know I'm creating a drama. No, African queen girl. Take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this brand. Let me take your pants to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that. Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.
Can I do that too? Yeah, I can do that.
The world. There you go. Yes. I mean, you're from Brooklyn.
That's right. You know, like, that's right. That's right. Because my grandmother knows. My grandmother knows that's what's up. When I'm like, yeah, she knows China's coming.
There you go.
She's our grandma.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We're speaking with LaChyna B about her book. It's
hello,
called
hello.
From College Girl to Stripper. I mean, entrepreneur.
You thought,
that was
oh,
the
I was
longest comma ever.
And you know what? And then it's a long title because you got the embracing the journey and avoiding the shortcuts. That's the subtitle as well. You know,
you
right? But yeah,
so speaking
it's unique.
Of books, Dr. Seuss is in the news because six of his books have been pulled from the shelves. Because they have, I guess, racist undertones. Like some of the characters in the books are portrayed certain ways, and
right.
It's kind of controversial, and they're being pulled. What you think about this?
All right. So I tried to look into it because I didn't want to speak prematurely about the issue. What I do want to say is I didn't really – so I found that – what I saw was that Dr. Seuss had some books or something that were not released yet or whatever. It wasn't the books that we were bought up on. And those books were, you know, kind of like racist, or they kind of, you know, they were poking at different types of people or whatever, different types of,
yeah.
Right, exactly. I wanted to say stereotypes, but I don't know where I was going with it. I was about to say something else. I can't think what else. I was about to get real into my, I was going, but I was like, okay, wait, we're going to keep it cute. So I was trying to dig deep because I know that there were a lot of perspectives on it. Whether you look at social media, whether you look like on social media from like just Instagram, different comments, or whether you look at, I watched it through YouTube reviews on it. I guess my thing is this. He comes from a time where that was normal, right? He was a political character, illustrator at one point. Like he used to, right. So I'm assuming some of the characters that he drew in the papers or whatever when he was dealing with politics were also like very similar to some of the characters that's in the books that they're talking about. We're in a time where we're not here for it. So look, I think that if it's identified as such, it should just be removed. And I can just, that's all I would say. You know, like, we're not playing that. Right. We are aware. I think once we are aware, and I mean as a people, both black and white, it has to go. There shouldn't be an excuse. It shouldn't be okay because of that's what's been happening for years. Now we know. So now we correct, and that's it, and we move forward. So I don't know. That's just kind of what I want to say to it. I mean, towards it.
And now we have a voice to correct. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's just like we have to do
many... No, go ahead.
Not, okay. I just want to say we just have to do it all the time, not on trend. That's the only thing that I say for us. Like, it can't just be because, you know, it has to be all the time. That's the only way we're taking serious. That's the only way we correct things as just both as a whole, black or white, or what other, you know, purple, black, you know, I said black, purple, green, whatever ethnicity or nationality, wherever you're from, we should correct what, you know, because not all the time it's directed to black people. Like, racism is really broad, but, you know, we deal with it the most. And I just feel like we identify it, we, you know, we're aware, and we fix it, we correct it, and that's it.
Right. Knock that shit out.
Yeah,
So, he put out tons of books. We all grew up on Dr. Seuss, and it's not the most popular ones, even though I've heard things about the most popular ones, too. You know, like Cat in the Hat and Thing One, Thing Two. Like, I heard things about those, but those are not the ones that's in question, that's being removed. It's some that are, I guess, less popular, I should say. So the titles are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs, Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. I'm not familiar with any of those titles. Those are the books, though, that
I've never heard
question.
Of those books before.
Right.
Right. It doesn't make it right, though. So now that we know,
right.
We got to go. That's our thing. Now that they know, I got to go.
There you go. Look at you.
That's a new thing, right?
With
right,
the
right,
on,
there you go.
With the on trend
like
rhyming.
That. No, hello.
Dr. Seuss bars.
Hello.
So
sign me up.
I've been hearing a lot of things about Dr. Seuss for a while, but I guess once it gets embedded in social media, that's when we find change start to happen.
Right.
Like, because I've been hearing stuff for a while. There's even some guy I follow who just posted probably maybe 2-3 weeks ago. He was inside Target, and he did a video. He was like, Target, you guys want to be pro this, pro that. Why are you still selling Dr. Seuss books? And this was before this whole thing came out. So, you know, people have been saying things, but I guess at this point, social media got a hold of it, and the people who are actually still making sure his books are in circulation decided we're going to pull these.
Right. I think the only thing that I can say about anything that we do address is that we need to make sure we do the work as in the research so that we can have the proper solution. Because it's one thing to, we're so quick to say cancel, but what does that mean? Like, what's the real problem so that we know how to really handle it so that it doesn't just be canceled for right now?
Right.
And that's just something that I feel like we lack as a people. You just have to be more, like, find out what the problem is. We're going off of what this person said and what this source said, but we haven't done the work. You know, that's why I said I didn't really want to speak prematurely. I tried to kind of dig, but it wasn't what I thought it was. So I wanted to hear you guys' perspective because, you know, like, I didn't really know. And that's also me not doing the work because it is, here we go, we have a problem that's happening. I'm aware that it's a problem, but I didn't even make it my business. And set aside, even though I have a lot of things going on, I'm black at the end of the day. You understand? So I have to somehow find some time to find out what problem I have going on. Again, another problem with my people so that I can also add to the solution. So I think if we think like that, like out of our day when there's a problem, we need to figure out what the solution is, but we have to do the work first so we can know how to address the problem directly and we're not just doing things just off of, you know, because it won't get corrected. It'll just be, you know, temporary. And we want to fix everything. Once we know it, got to go. There you go.
But that's how it is. It's temporary. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes, when people find an issue, it becomes a trend for like 2 weeks, and then everybody forgets about it. And I think that's crazy, because if you want to stand by something, then stand by it. Don't stand by it until like the end of the month.
Right. Right. And it's only because they didn't do the work, you know, and I'm speaking to myself as well. So if you don't think about it, if you do not think the work, you don't really see it as a problem. You might, someone tells you something. It's bad for right now, but you didn't really get the details, so it doesn't really affect you. You understand? Like, versus you digging deep, doing the reading, really finding out the history, and it's like, oh, damn. Like, wow. You know? And then now you're passionate about trying to find a solution because you did the work, and that's with anything.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, so that's kind of just what I had to say about.
And everyone should, like, not just, all right, it's one thing to, like, just cancel it and remove it, but it's another thing to, like, have the conversation about it and why it's being removed. Because the same way we're so passionate that, you know, nah, this ain't right, this got to go, the other side, they looking at it like, why they removing everything? Like, why cancel culture is trying to, like, you know, silence everybody and all that.
Right.
It's like, we got to address it head on. Like, we got to get to the root
exactly.
of the issue. And once we're able to tackle that and address that, then we could actually move forward. Otherwise, this shit just going to keep circling back.
Exactly.
There's someone in 2009, someone named Gabriel Smith, he said something that I thought was profound about Dr. Seuss. For the people who, like, oh, we grew up on him, like, that's our history, da-da-da. He said two things can be true at the same time. Dr. Seuss is a prolific children's book author and global icon, and Dr. Seuss has a history of racial baggage that educators should understand when introducing his writing to their students. I thought that was dope because, yeah, you're going to bring those books in the classroom, but you definitely should address the issues in them.
Exactly. I agree. And, again, when I spoke about, like, him being involved in certain things and, you know, you're your biggest influence. Everything that I do comes from something else that I did. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like we all have that source. So whatever source he had for one thing, he definitely put it on the next. And I guess my biggest thing. Yeah, he's been there for a while.
And he's still in the news.
Yeah, you know, because
his books are
pumping. Right, and we're at a time where we are being intentional about our history now, and the word racism, the thing racism, we're actually being intentional. We're facing it head on. Which I think is beautiful because it's not just us, it's everyone. Whether it's an act or not, we are addressing it finally. There's always a conversation about it. There's, you know, whether it's something that we don't agree on, like whatever, if it's a situation, there's one perspective and there's another, there's still some type of debate that's going on about it. And I think that's what we need. I like the time that we're in. I think we have the dopest history right now. And I'm happy that I'm here. I'm experiencing it. Even the pandemic, I think it's dope. I can't wait to tell my grandkids how I was out there like I Am Legend, and I really was in here eating soup and stuff like that, you know?
We really was out there like I Am Legend. Me and Ali really was out there when there was no cause, right? No cause.
Yeah.
In the mean streets of the city.
It was definitely looking a lot like I Am Legend out that beat.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because I
really was bad.
Everything shut down around my birthday last year. So now, this year, look, I'm marketing myself again. The book comes out March 28th, which means I'm turning 28 again. Look, I've really turned 29, but I'm turning 28 again. And that's what we're doing with the book. We're playing with that.
2020 right, don't count, so yeah, you're right.
Exactly. March 28th, make sure you guys save the date, all of that good stuff. Because I couldn't, you know, I was locked up in here in my home because of the pandemic. So we're kind of doing that again, but we're going to have fun with it this time with the book.
Right.
Which is also, I don't know if I made it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't mean to cut you, but I was just going to
say, you're good.
How can people get the book and order the book?
Okay, so being that the launch date is March 28th, that's when the, you know, you, the real, you guys would be able to access it on different, I'm still sorting out what platforms, but for the most part, it's going to be online.
Okay.
I will have a few hard copies or paperbacks that I can, you know, based off of where you are, most likely you'll get it in your hand. I might be on foot, you know, I might do it the old hustle way, pop my trunk. Who knows, you know,
right.
Like I really, I kind of want to enjoy myself with it. But as of now, for pre-orders, you guys can go on my Instagram page or even Facebook. I've really been tagging it on every social media that I have, but I'm most active on Instagram, and everything is connected on Instagram. So if you do have an Instagram, it is I am LaChina B, and if you do not know how to spell LaChina, it's LaChina, right? So it's I am LaChina B. I do have a Linktree link in my bio, so you can actually see me today if you haven't saw me. And Hollywood congratulations video is up there on the Linktree, so you get to watch me. Hello. You get to check out my NY60M as well. That's also in the link in my bio. But the That's right. The pre-order link for the book will be up at 9. So I'm kind of really playing with you guys. I want y'all to really, you know, take your time with it, because this is something that I don't know, I have fun with it, and I just want y'all to appreciate it, because it's not just entertainment. It's a self-help book. It's something I was able to spill some tea about myself in a way where it was helpful for other people that's also going through the journey, whether they are a student or an entrepreneur. I'm kind of like really saying, like, hey, I hear you too. So at 9 o'clock,
PM
you guys
Eastern.
Feel like, that's right. That's right.
Okay, cool.
And I'm trying to see what, I don't know where my Twitter is. My Facebook is, do I got to give y'all my government name? Because I'm really LaChina B.
I mean,
the
we
could
focus
like...
on the IG. We could focus on
okay.
the IG. Let's keep
yeah.
it
you know? It's like, oh, God, guys, you guys are really fun. <now. laughs>
I am LaChina B on Instagram.
Right. On Instagram, and then everything
bio.
Will be there. Everything will be there. And I guess anything else that I can send to you guys, y'all platform, y'all can post it or, you know, somehow along with stuff. But, yeah, so 9 o'clock Eastern time, you guys look ready for, or get ready for the link to purchase that pre-order. What I can say, the pre-order is a different price from the original. So if you are someone who wants to pre-order, take advantage of it, because it's going to be a cheaper price. As well as it's going to be signed. I'm not signing every book. So if you get a pre-order, you do get a signed book. You know what I'm saying? So it's
I'm definitely pre-ordering.
Exactly.
Do your thing,
you
girl.
Thank you. And if you are listening, I might actually, I'm thinking about, if you guys DM me, right, at I am LaChina B on Instagram, or I want to say, if you're listening and you do have my number, then you can text me, all right? Or if you want to call me for a second, let me know how I did. You could do that too. But if you're listening, I'm going to open up the link early for you guys, just for you being on today. So while everyone else is waiting for 9 o'clock, you guys will have an extra 15 minutes to kind of just take advantage of your books, because it's going to be a limited amount for pre-order. Because I'll do it again. The book is released March 28th, so I'll it's March 7th. So I'll probably have
yes,
pre-orders.
It is.
Right, it's going to be a limited amount of time for pre-orders. So you know, I'll keep you guys updated throughout social media. But that's kind of how it's going to go. So if you are pre-ordering, you are getting first dibs for sure. But, I got a few little packages going on with it. But that's kind of what's going on at 9 Eastern time. March 28th, y'all.
Girl to stripper. Entrepreneur is the name of the book. At I am LaChina B on Instagram. Pre-order it tonight starting at 9. And it's lit. Check out her Instagram page. You'll see the exercise. Situation, it's the legs for me.
That's
right. Can I say something? Because I know that you're the actual podcast is called Hollywood and Friends, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Okay, so I just, okay, because the book focuses on so much, I do have two chapters of the book where I talk about friendship and what happens during the journey when you are an entrepreneur. So I kind of just wanted to, like, poke at that real quick. I don't know if I can tell you what you should look for when it comes to friendship, or what, I mean, maybe I should look for these titles if you feel like you're having an issue. I mean, with these chapters, if you, when you get the book, you're having an issue with your friendship. Is that something I can, do I have some time to talk about that?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so I have 11 chapters in a book. Can I believe I wrote 11 chapters? Right.
I'm wondering how you did it, but go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know. I wrote the first page and I thought I was done. I was like, okay, how am I supposed to do this? Because I'm done.
No, but honestly, because I like to write. So once you start writing, you just can't stop. I can't stop. Like in school, like, you know how they'll put you in a group of real quick, you know how they put you in a group, you know, oh, you this group, you do this, do that. As I start writing, they be like, yo, you just keep writing.
No, it's a great way to express yourself, for sure. It wasn't an easy process because I didn't know. This is my first book. I didn't even know how to go about it. I did have some help in terms of courses and stuff, but I literally, like, sat down and I wrote my – first I started typing my book in my phone, and then I used the program. And I literally, like, I'm shocked that I did it myself. You know, I didn't have a ghostwriter or anything. That was all me. I did have help editing, but it was all me.
Yeah.
And I can – you know, it was dope. I give it to people. It's not an easy thing. Even me, being someone who likes to write, I really thought that one page was it. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get a whole book. How do you write chapters? So I was like, how do you write chapters? And to think that I wrote 11. Well, out of the 11, and I just want to, you know, make it relate to the actual podcast that I'm on every time. Chapter 3 and chapter 8, they're both based off of friendship. Chapter 3 is called Friends, and that's part 1. And then chapter 8 is called Friends, How Many of Them Have Them? I mean, How Many of Us Have Them? Part 2. Basically, my chapter 3, the part 1 speaks about, I kind of shout out a few friendships that I did have without saying names, so hopefully they know who they are. But I speak about certain characteristics that they had, the support, how we met, things like that. And I think it's cool to embrace it. And I also talk about how I kind of, you kind of grow. You grow in them and you grow out of them. They're like, they don't always last. So that's just something I want to put out there.
Right.
If you are on that journey, be prepared for that. And I even make a relation to us being in school, because I also spoke about being in college, right? So we're learned from jump, whether it's elementary school, you know, like we have friends that, you know, we make, and whether kindergarten, we don't always have those same friends by the time we get to eighth grade or sixth grade. And so we're already prepared for that, and we don't even realize that. We have people in and out of our lives inadvertently sometimes, because that's just how it goes. People move, you know, or whatever the case is. So that's something I poked at. And then the second chapter, I really spoke in depth about how sometimes friendships can go bad, but why do they go bad when you're an entrepreneur? You know, and I kind of poke at the lack of honesty. You know, well, the importance of honesty, loyalty, trust, and support, and growth, right? Because when you have friendships, it's important that you're growing. You don't want to ever be stagnant, because that's not the right circle for you, or the right square, or however, or triangle, however you want to call your friendship. But I know that what I've experienced over time is, you know, a lot of the times when you are doing something, your friends have a different perspective. So sometimes you do experience jealousy or lack of shared interest or lack of belief and the lack of understanding the process. And I kind of touched on that. I don't know if you want me to kind of go into depth with what those are, but that's kind of just what I just want to show people that it's not just an entertainment book. It is a self-help book. And you get to, you know, I speak a little bit about everything. I got really clever with touching on certain things, as well as telling the story. So,
that sounds good to me, and it's giving people more reason to want to tune in to want to cop. So, like she mentioned, 9 p.m. tonight, the pre-order link will be up at I Am Latrina B on Instagram. So, before we let you go, I want to get a drop from you. We get drops from every guest we have on. so, you could set it up however you want, but just end it with, you know, this is Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio. I mean, on Hampton Blue, wait, how do, it's been so long since we did the drop. Do we say network or do we say radio?
Hampton Blue.
Did we say,
remember?
I'm talking about in the past. Like, did we say Hampton Blue Radio or did
we say
Hampton
Blue
Network?
We used to say both, honestly.
Let's do network because that's where we at. So let's do, like I said, you can set it up however you want, but mm-hmm. This is Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Network.
All right, y'all ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Latina B from Brooklyn. I had a great time on Hollywood and Friends. We got to do that over because what I got to say was the last. What was that one on?
On Hampton Blue Network.
Okay, we got it. Okay, we got it. On Hampton Blue, because you guys messed me up. Don't be messing me up,
right,
man. All right, so wait. Hampton Blue.
Network.
Hampton Blue Network.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Look, it's your girl, Latina B, and I'm here. I just spoke about my book that's coming out March 28th. Thank you for having me on the platform on Hollywood and Friends. Thank you, guys. And how about this? We're going to do a little teamwork. I'm going to say Hollywood and Friends, and you're going to say Hampton Blue Network. Even though I know what it is, it's not coming out that way. You feel me?
Okay.
I'm going to be blaming it on Dr. Seuss. I got a lot on my mind right now. I want to go and read more about Dr. Seuss. Okay, look. So, hey, y'all. It's your girl, Latina B. I spoke about my book. I just spoke about my fitness. I just spoke about me on Hollywood and Friends.
On Hampton Blue Network.
That's right. So thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being on.
That was cool. That
was
different. Nobody's
you.
Ever going to do it like that.
Thank
Nobody's
you for being a friend.
I appreciate you guys, too. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
We'll be in touch. And,
send us
those links to those companies that you're collaborating with, and we'll definitely be sure to get them posted up and all that. So,
thank you guys.
Your Sunday.
You too. Happy Sunday.
And
happy
nice meeting
Sunday.
You. All right now. All right, y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a Latina B.
Still driving.
Still, what the fuck? Like, where? Are you, like, where the hell are you at? Still on the road.
Oh, no, I'm at my appointment right now.
Actually
just got here. So, I mean, timing is great.
Right.
I mean, I was a little bit absent. It was so hard for me to not curse while she was talking. And because the things I was saying was like, you know, I didn't want it to sound like it was directed at her while she's talking. So I'm like, somebody beat that shut the fuck up.
Right?
Like, shut the fuck up. Fuck you doing? Fuck you doing?
You like, wait,
it was
what?
So
oh,
hard.
No, not you.
Yeah.
Not you, right?
So I'm like, oh, man.
You should have just muted.
Yeah, but I'm still here. Yeah, I did mute a couple of times.
Okay. So, I know you're probably about to break out, but the stimulus bill I wanted to talk about, and then I can do the reviews while you're not on the line because I want to get into it.
That's fine.
Anyway,
I'm going to mute it. It's pretty quiet.
The third stimulus bill is finally... looks like it's going to be passed officially. You know, it usually goes through the Senate and then the House. The House actually made some changes to it. And it was like, I know it's more than what, you know, it seems like minimal stuff to us, but I'm sure there was more things in there that they changed. But one of the main things I noticed was that instead of making the unemployment extension $400 additional, which is what the original bill called for, they brought it back down to $300, which is where it's currently at. So when you hear stuff like that, it's like, that's it? Like, that's what y'all wanted to change on this bill, $100?
That's what took them so long, because they wanted to change
that. That's what took y'all so long, because y'all ain't like that $400. Y'all wanted it $300. Because everything else in terms of what I can see is still the same. They still talking about giving people $1,400 per person.
That's no, because that's all you
dependent.
Care about. That's fine.
Right? That's it. That's it. So the House made their changes, and now they sent it back to the Senate. So I think by this Tuesday, the Senate is going to officially pass it, pass it.
You just texted me, right? Okay. Yeah.
And we're going to get this stimulus bill popping. A lot of people still are definitely in need, even though
can
the country
I sit right
is
there?
Slowly starting to open back up. A lot of people are definitely in need of it, so it's good that they're finally going to pass it. But like I was saying, this is it. It's the third one, and it is the last one I'm almost certain of, unless we happen to, God forbid, go back down that rabbit hole. But I think this is it. So,
yeah, that's the only part you really care about. That's $1,400 part. Like, oh, that's it. Everything that sounds the same to me.
Like, FOLF fine print. Like, well, how much I'm getting? That's what. Like, skim, $1,400. Okay, cool. Skim. So for both dependents, for all the dependents, for the adult dependents, kids dependents, okay, skim. F4
low.
How
about the 3,600 per child?
Wait,
the 3,600 per child. Yeah.
I ain't hear that.
I think there's two ways of getting that. Yeah, two ways of getting that. But I think it's on the taxes. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You know what I seen happen this year, and I think this is their way because they know people really are hurting for money right now because a lot of people are still out of work and stuff. They gave back people's tax returns, it seems, in record time. Like, normally, you know, people wait like 3 weeks, 4 weeks or so after you file. Like, some people got their returns back in like days. I think it was their way of, you know, the stimulus ain't ready yet, so let's hurry up and pump these tax returns out, which was dope. It was a good thing, for sure.
Yeah, well, I was skimming just like you. Skim. I don't want to hear nothing. Right. I was to hear nothing. Oh, $1,500? No, that ain't that. How much you gotta make? Okay.
Great. What's the minimum? Okay. I qualify. All right. Skim.
All right. Because I don't qualify for nothing. Oh, well, maybe the small business loan I could get. That's about it. Joe,
skim,
too, that's
skim.
It.
All right, last but not least, before we get up out of here, I want to talk about this Coming to America and the Biggie Doc. I'm not going to give too much away because Judy did not see it.
Once again.
A lot of people, though, regarding the Coming to America is the sequel to the Coming to America that we all know from, when was that, the 90s? Was that the 80s? 90s? However long ago it was.
I think it was the 80s.
A lot of people were not feeling it. I wasn't one of those people, but I was seeing a lot of people in, like, oh, they didn't need a part two. Oh, they ruined da da da.
Really?
Like, yeah, but I personally, I liked it. I thought it was going to be funnier. I'll say that. I thought it was going to be, like, you know, some, like, stomach hurting type funny. It wasn't, but it was a good storyline. And It had good characters, like a lot of cameo appearances from a lot of different people. And it was, I liked it. It just wasn't like diehard funny. But for the people who saying like, oh, it was trash and they ain't need a part two and all that, like my cousin mentioned when I was talking to him about it, they closed a lot of stories. A lot of things that was left open, they just closed it. Like, you know, they gave us closure for a lot of the characters. And I liked how they incorporated a lot of the, like, things that happened in the first one in the new one.
I thought
it was good.
I'm kind of confused. Well, maybe I need to watch, though, because I don't remember him sleeping with nobody. He wouldn't even let nobody get next to him.
Well, that part you're going to have to wait and see what happened. Yeah.
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 Especially that. Especially her. The mother. The baby mother. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well.
But it's on Amazon Prime right now. You can stream it. A lot of people, it was kind of feeling like how people was doing with Black Panther. Like when people was dressing up to go see it, like a lot of people was throwing on their best African attire to watch it, to stream it. Yeah, a lot of people.
You know,
they thought they was from Zamunda.
Oh my God.
It's dope though. It's dope to see. I'm happy for it.
That's crazy.
And then let's get into the Biggie Doc. It's called Biggie. I Got a Story to Tell on Netflix. And a lot of the things that's in it is stuff we already know. You know, we're from Brooklyn. We know Biggie's story. And if you've seen the Biggie movie, you know a lot of the story. But what made this different is they went just a little more in depth with certain aspects of the story. Like you really see how Biggie started from, they took it back to Jamaica, where he's from, or where his mom's from. Like, and so that it definitely went more in depth. I thought it was dope. And his mom is involved in it, which makes it a plus.
Okay.
She's giving her side of things, how she felt about certain things. You know, it was definitely dope to see, and if you haven't seen it, is something you should watch as well. It's on Netflix. It's called Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell. Diddy's in it, all of his young... It makes you not... well, I should say, I didn't realize... You don't realize how young they were. Like,
right.
Coming up. Like, to think Biggie was only 24 when he was killed.
Yeah.
Like these guys were young. When he put those albums out, he was like 20, like 19 type times. Like
that's crazy.
When he was out freestyling and all
that.
Yeah, he was so young.
I didn't even realize that.
You kind of get into who Junior Mafia was and like how they came about, and they was really friends, like all. Grew up together.
Right.
So it's dope to see. It's inspiring. So you got those two things you'll check out. And then we'll talk about it more like off air, what you thought of them.
I'll probably watch it in a few minutes.
Yeah. So we're going to get ready to get up out of here. I know we usually do what blows mine. I don't think I have anything.
Well, I can't really
do
it right now. I can't really right now.
You can't really do it right now.
I was surprised I was either safe for the whole show.
We gonna skip what blows mine for this week, and we'll come back next week. In the meantime, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com, and follow us on Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. You able to say where they can find you, or you want me to?
You can say it.
Be sure to follow Judy Blue at Judy.blu on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at I Am Hollywood, and follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram, BLU on Blue, and also YouTube.com/Hampton Blue. There you'll see some challenges. You'll see some interviews we've done. You get to see our faces off of the podcast, YouTube.com/Hampton Blue. And that's it. Fresh out to LaChyna B for being here. Her book, From College Girl to Stripper, Entrepreneur. I Am LaChyna B on Instagram. Pre-order begins tonight. The book drops March 28th. And we out. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Deuces.
And we out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.